I called them yesterday. We went up in the courthouse and looked it all around and looked it over, and he said, this will be standing 75 years from now. Said, well, Bill, everything's just right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason he ain't got no bigger courthouse than new one.
Now, then I think the next thing, John was asking you about the fairgrounds, and you started to tell some little story about the fairgrounds. You said you'd been president of the fairground 1 year.
Yeah, I was president.
And they ran, had horse races out there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
they had horse races. Pretty good races.
Yeah. How often would they have the fair?
Every fall. Around about the first week in September.
And was it used other times of the year for other things?
Everything, yeah, they had businesses and everything there. Have a big pair there.
Well, they never had anything else much. They did have the 4th of July celebration when they were home, but I don't remember them having anything else.
But that pair, it was a good pair for this several years.
Mm-hmm.
But Everett Pavey and Bill and
Everett Pavey, P-A-V-E-Y.
Pavey and Bob McClammer, really killed the pair. They killed it, really. Of course, several fairs going on, but they killed that pair.
Why do you say they killed it? What did they do?
Huh?
Why did they kill it, Bill?
Well, they were getting all the money out of it. They were getting the money out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just get out of it.
Pavey had a racehorse, didn't he?
Huh?
Didn't Pavey have a racehorse?
Yes.
I mean, maybe more than one.
Yeah. Robert Beeks is one of the directors, too, out there. The one who never let that die. I kept that a good one. So this one just begged me to go down there and go into some other fellas and buy it, but I didn't do it.
Jeff, did you ever do much traveling in those early days?
No.
You didn't get out of the county very much?
No. I played baseball.
You played baseball?
Played baseball. I was pretty good at it, if I have to say it. We had a good baseball team up in Shanville.
What teams did you play?
Huh?
What teams did you play?
Oh, we played all of them at Mechanicsburg and I had several teams around in Browning, of course.
Wellington.
We had several teams around. Lebanon. Trevor Thorpe and Lee with the belly, and then our second pitcher, we had a pretty good team.
What was that, hardball or a softball?
Hardball.
It was hardball.
I don't like softball.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the time, Jeff, that there was that Wadoga had a good ball team, and there was some pitcher from Wadoga that actually made it to the majors? Do you remember that? I can't think of his name, but... So is that the time when Wadoga had such a good ball team also?
Yeah, we played them too.
Who was the pitcher from Wadoga that was made it to the majors, maybe the only county player that ever played in the majors? Who was that, do you remember?
No, I don't know now. Well, remember, we played Wadoga, but we had a good team down there. Curry is one of them, the pitcher down there. Tony McCurry, the pitcher.
C-U-R-R-Y?
Yeah.
During the period that you lived, Jeff, you talked about the Horse Thief Association. This is the period that the Ku Klux Klan was active in anyway. They ever, through Montgomery County, the Ku Klux Klan ever had any activity here?
No, not as I know, but they had a big meeting over here in the woods back in the, over here. They had a man down here at the road. Most of them over there, because I don't know, they had a big bed of cross over there, back in the Anderson owns the place now, but they had, a man down here at the crossroads, driving a motor over the road. And there were several of them climbing around here. I know several of them. Bill, the fellow Shandale, he come down here and I said, no, I'm the one to do.
What were they against? I mean, what were they, the Klan in Montgomery County, what were they opposed to? What were they trying to do?
Well, I don't get your money. That's about all I did. Don't get your money. That's about all I did. We never done nothing. But they, lots of people joining me, though. It cost you $10 to get in. I didn't pay much attention to them. I knew they had one down west of Caldwell, had a motor cross down there, one down here in Clark Township, but I never paid no attention to it. I wasn't interested.
When Mr. Rennie talked to you about this farming operation, back when you were going full blast with horses, how many horses did you have at one time on the farm, Jeff?
Well, I used to have 16 head of horses and mules.
Yeah.
And I ran the work of a 4-day in the tractor business. I had three and four hands. And I had keep about 16 head of horses and mules. And I keep fixed harness and fixed double trees.
Did these hired men stay with you, or they board with you, or they come with you?
I had one boy here, worked for me for 12 years, 14 years ago he did, but before that though, I had Lord Stockton, he had four boys.
Stockton, S-T-L-C-K.
Stockton. His daughter is a janitor at the courthouse now, Reba Stockton.
Stockton, S-T-O-C-K-T-O-N.
He's a janitor there at the courthouse now.
I
just hired extra hand in harvest time. And of course, we'd use the horses and then we'd get out and cut a field corn. Took care of the horses. We had to have four horses to bind it. And we'd take Coolin off and Bill and I'd cut the wheat, and then we'd label off in Harvard Bay. Then we'd get out about 5 o'clock, and we'd have it in lines, you know, and we'd just try to chuckle up, and we'd get chopped up, and they didn't work it. It was hot, you see.
When did you pay your hired hand those days, Jeff?
Well, I paid them $1.25, $1.50.
Day, not an hour.
Now, I want to tell you another thing about this house. We built this house, and they never boarded the hands, and they got $1.75 a day for carting this house.
For building this house?
Building this house. They got $1.75 a day. They get up and work in the morning, she get breakfast ready, then they work after supper. $1.75 a day.
Goodness me. That was about a 14-hour day then, huh?
Yeah.
And she had to cook for them all, keep them married.
That was your mother, though. Mm-hmm. Not Mrs. Castor. That was before you were married.
I was a kid. I was just 3 or 4 years old. 3 years old.
Yeah.
And all the horses in this house come off the farm.
What kind of wood is it, Miss Castor?
Oh. Every stick in here, all that siding on there is a board, so they're 2 foot wide poplar. That's the sheeting on this. All the Caldwell, and hauled it down there. They had a sort of Shandale. All this oak, everything is hauled down there. They had a cutting mill there where Corner's place is there. You don't ever let that. They had two or three planing mills there. And then they done the planing for this house.
Mm-hmm.
Made all their metal niggas and everything. Shutters and everything.
What about some of these little towns around here? Miss Castor, do you remember anything about those little towns that are around here, for instance? Did Sharon bring a letter amount or anything at the town?
Well, it's a... It's been in a way for a little town. Dust can tell you all the things they've had in it. And business, that is. Well, it's so much more than it's had in late years. They had a blacksmith shop, and they had...
They had two blacksmith shops.
Didn't they?
And they had a big sawmill up there. I'll get Betty in on her, but she didn't even...
That's all right.
Mary Johnson had a sawmill there. I heard that old truck is there. They saw lumber there. He had 314 all lumber. They saw, take it and hold the coal up. Well, mostly railroad stuff. They saw that. Mary Johnson and Bill, Frank Johnson was owned it. Then they had a... They had a quart shop up there, Then they had a butcher shop up there. They had a butcher shop up there, too. And a barber shop.
The
doctor's office. Had a doctor's office there. He was the man who brought me in this country.
Burroughs.
Yeah.
But he was a regular medical doctor, huh?
Yes, he was a good doctor, too.
He had long beard and crippled man. He had his right on the crutch. He was my doctor for a long while.
Now, was there a dentist up there?
Huh?
No dentist at
No.
Just a doctor.
Yeah, they had two grocery stores there for a while. Lee Young had his grocery there, and then Charlie Sharon went along a while, and then Benham started a shop down there. Benham, they had the barber shop.
D-E-N-H-A-M?
No.
Dunham. D-U-N-H-A-M.
Yeah.
All right. And what else did they have there?
Ben Benham was a barber.
A barber shop?
Yeah. Charlie Sharon. I don't know what they did there now up there. Of course, there's several houses tore down up there, what there used to be. Old Doc Shannon, Les Shannon down here at Caldwell, his father used to be a doctor up there, Shannondale. His grandfather.
Great-grandfather.
Was he before Doc Burroughs?
Yeah. That's where the Shannon man was named after him.
Oh.
Shannondale was named after him.
Where did those doctors get their education? Do you know? Did they go to medical school?
I reckon. I don't
know. They had to, but we don't know. I don't think it was strict about it.
Was there ever a time when they had two doctors at Shannondale at the same time?
Just one doctor.
So that Doc Shannon's grandfather would have been before this Dr. Burroughs then?
Yeah.
And was there ever any doctor after Dr. Burroughs
went out? Yes. Kennedy.
Dr. Kennedy?
Canada.
Yeah. How do you spell that?
C-A-N-D-A.
Oh. Like Canada, the country.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They'd come in for a little while, but they didn't last very long. I can't remember where
it was. Now, what about this little town of Beckville out here? You know anything about Beckville?
Yeah, they used to have a sawmill over there. They had a dandy store there. They had a grocery store over there. And Peterson run it. And
Peterson?
Pete Peterson run it. And they done a big business there for a long while. And I used to haul tile from New York, and then Mrs. Bowman had a carpet. She wove carpet. She had been the house right along the road, and I can see her yet. And that was Frank Bowman's mother. And there was a schoolhouse there, and I don't know what all they did have. There'd been four or five houses tore down since.
Did they ever have a doctor at Beckville?
No.
Let's see, were there any other little towns around here?
No, not as I know of.
Did you ever do much trading up at Donington?
Yeah, I used to trade down in Rice Mart. Lake over there. They had two or four grocery stores in Donington.
Mm-hmm.
One time over there. Well, I'll tell you the story about Ray.
Pence Lark?
Huh?
Pence Lark?
No, his uncle.
His uncle, Lark. What was his first name, you know?
What was Lark's name? Anyhow, he had a coal barrel in there, and he had 12 cents coal. You go in there, you want to 8 cents, you'd go and get it out of the same barrel. If you won 12 cents, you'd get down the same barrel. And that's a fact now. He sold salt. He had a lot of salt piled up on the edge of the outside there. He sold salt, you know, in the barrel.
Right. Uh-huh. Back in those days when they had the whiskey shop, did they have a barrel that they dipped into and got the whiskey out of the barrel? Well, how did they do it?
No, I don't know. I didn't buy it.
Well, I think they did, because I can remember going with my
aunt. When they raised the barn, they did. When they raised this barn down here and this one over here, they had whiskey. They just get a barrel of whiskey then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody come in, they raised them by hand, you know.
Yeah.
And big beans and places, you know.
Uh-huh.
Of course, that's before my day, but I heard him talking about it.
Yeah. Now, did they have do you remember the Chautauqua? Did they have a Chautauqua society around here? Chautauqua, where
they didn't have that machine, do you?
No, the only one the farm job to the Chautauqua. Of course, that's where his mother found the beginning of it.
Uh-huh.
And we went over there to that. And I told Bess a while back, I said, we never hear any good speaker or hear any good music was to go to the Chautauqua. And we could go in there, pretty good talent for him.
Mm-hmm.
But just turn that on, be good.
Do you remember ever going and hearing anybody famous at the Chautauqua?
No, I don't.
I suppose when you went over to Thorntown, you'd have to go on a horse and buggy, would you?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I made several trips up there. She prayed me to ask you to Thorntown, you know. I used to drive up there to see her.
Oh. Uh-huh.
It's a long drive with a horse and buggy.
Yeah.
Do you ever find any Indian arrowheads on your farm as you farm?
Oh, yes, lots of them. Somebody got the most of them, picked them up here one day. I didn't know which type of critter he was. Yeah, we found a lot of them around. But most of them were good, so. I've got an Indian axe out there in the country now. I always come back from Thorntown. Lee Young, I lived over there where, he had a lot of peafowls. And big peafowls. And they roosted up on top of the barn when I'd come along. They squawk, you know. Just make it down this racket you ever heard.
Well, that was Young.
Who was Young? Brian Levis,
wasn't
it?
Yeah,
something
like that. Lee Young was
his name. What are they, peafowl?
Yes, Lee Young was the one who had him first.
Peafowl, what? Bigger than a guinea, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
How do you spell
that?
Turkey.
Just,
that's a big...
It's
P. They spread down there. Big propellers in the peacock.
Do you think of any more, John?
Yeah, I can't think of any.
No, we better. Go and let them have their supper.
Just going out here.
We don't eat very much supper.
Well, when did Governor Mount's house burn, the old homestead? That has been too many years ago, has it?
I can't tell you.
How did Governor Mount, what was his background that got him into politics or got him into the governorship? What had he done?
Well, I couldn't tell you that. He was just a farmer over there. You know, guess what he got, how he happened to get.
Well, he's been out, he's been around the, sort of a farm. And there was a, farm meetings, you know where they have them.
He was a good speaker.
He's an awful good speaker. He'd go around to these conventions, you know, and around that way. And, anyhow, he'd make good lots of talks. Mm-hmm. Shadow run and get him. Run in the shadow run and get him. And we shut the corner up here along the road. And the big, they would go around and wagon, you know, the rallies. It'd be 8 or 10 12 and the wagon guy around, they'd go to Shenandoah and dodging around and rallies. And he'd come down there and our back Paul got up and said, "How often? Coming him out." And right back in as well, I was getting shut corner.
Do you ever hear Jim Watson speak?
Jim Watson?
That's the what, the United States Senator, where is he from? Shelbyville?
No, I never heard of that.
I don't remember the name, but I don't remember.
He got his, all his following, you know, from going to the farm meetings like you said Mount did.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're about to play it out here.
We did very much help because we just got two old members
right there. Well, now this is the, you know, we just collect this stuff and we put it together and someday it's going to mean something to somebody.
Huh?
Someday it's going to mean something to somebody. We're going to...
Out here, the way that storm rode away, he paid the bill of trade.
Charlie who?
Charlie Wendell.
How do you spell it?
Wendell.
And he come over here, and drive around his family and says, buy wheat, he paid the board trade this yet. He made a lot of money at it one time, and so he would come around there, and then he got around and said to kill himself. He said, "Well, I can kill myself, I can do it." Well, he had it. That's when they took his wife and brought away from him.
Well, see,
they took his wife. That's when they took her to the cellar. I got her out of the creek down here one night. She got out, she's out trying to follow run the switchboard up there, and he called me about 3 o'clock. He says, "Miss Luna's out of the lantern," and says, Charlie says, she's gone. I don't know where she is, Rob. I'm going to move down here. And she's a good, powerful woman. She's awful strong. And that'll be him, Thorne. So they come up here. So we went out here. They'd been working on the road out here. And I seen where she went across there with the bare feet, across the, in the mud. So I went down to this gravel pit down here and went around that, and she wasn't in there. So I didn't give it up yet, so I went down the back of that old schoolhouse. There she sat out in the road in there. She had it up to about the arms, and she had a rope tied around her arms, tied the hands. And you know, I says, "Come on, Miss Lynn, you can take hold in there." She says, "Who is it?" I told her, she's all right. So I hired the boys, and they come over there, and they sent them over, cut the rope, and they took her up there, and I come back home, of course. And they took her away. But I was going to tell you about Charlie. And home animal lived down here and where Martin lives. And so he told him the same thing. A fellow stayed with him. I never thought one time to take the gun, shut out of the gun, but whom I had, I guess. He said, I'll kill him. I can kill myself. I ain't afraid of it. So well, I'm in the woods there with him. And so he called me. I just ready to go to town one Sunday, or one Saturday. He says, come out here, something, have me try. So I went out there, went down to the barn, and cow barn, sat down and held it, and put the gun right here and shot himself in two. Shot himself in two.
Jeff, do you ever have any murders all around this place?
No.
Do you ever remember any robberies or anything like that?
No, I don't know if there's ever anything around here, I don't know.
Didn't have any crime out this way at all, then? No crime?
No.
Yes, do you remember, you know Hannibal Trout?
Oh, Mr. Trout? Yeah. He's a man who gave me some good advice. He said that one day I was playing with his Lawrence Forster, as his grandson, you know. And he's sitting up on the porch. He said, come up here, young man, I think you made a good farmer. I want to give you a little advice. So when everybody else runs, you stand still. When they stand still, you run, you'll always win.
Well, he had a pretty interesting character.
It just comes to you. It's true today.
Yeah. He a pretty outstanding man. Yeah.
Oh, yes, we'll have him to cover. He was a good man. He's commissioned for 12, 15 years. And used to car down here with a Democrat, and he gave him all the work he wanted, and he'd just get out and elect him next year.
Hannibal Trout always signed his name, signed his checks, yours truly, Hannibal Trout.
That's right.
His
checkbook. Yeah. That's what he gave the saints at the table.
Oh, boy, yeah. Why don't you tell Mr. Winter that?
Yeah. And I said, they're asking the saints at the table, and says, yours truly, Hannibal Trout.
He lives around here somewhere.
Well, I've seen lots of funny things happen in this country.
That's the big house just back of Uncle Sherman's place. That was where they lived.
Whereabouts is that from here?
About where Sherman Trout farm is down there, down the road here.
Big house right there.
Well,
I used to go down there, and his father and mother was buried out there, but they had a big toilet, and they had a little garden, little place. Oh, big. That smart place, that little cemetery, that's where her father and mother were buried. And they took good care of that, you see. Well, Hiram Trout and his wife is buried there. Of course, when Hiram died, why, Mrs. Trout, he died on one. Mr. Trout died on one day, and 3 days after that, his wife died.
Oh.
And they say, buried him over the mace, so Sherman took him out and took him over and put them all together.
Mm-hmm.
And so he took that out there. Mm-hmm. Little Hannibal Trout.
Now this little rest park is the Hannibal Trout rest park, right? Mm-hmm. This little rest park is the Hannibal Trout rest park.
Yeah. And that came was there for him. Yeah. He used to own that land there, you know. He fed a lot of hogs there right east of the. And they go over to the creek to get water. He fed hogs right close to the church there. And that's where he feeds a lot of hogs. They go to the water, you know. They go to the creek for water.
Do you ever drive hogs to market, Jeff?
Yes, we used to drive them ace. Lots of times. We'd feed them back here, back south here, about on the back end of this farm. We'd get up and drive them ace ever. Oh, I'd go. Several years I'd go to hogs. Of course, they'd great big stuff then, yearling hogs. Yeah, I'm driving the mace last time.
You
drive down through Uncle Jake's place and on the road, go over there, driving over to Mellage, and Asbury Lane was a buyer's over there. Asbury Lane was a buyer.
How many miles would that be?
Huh?
How How many miles would that be?